Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Luis.
Yes.
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion poll about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County, sir?
I'm sorry, what are you calling about?
I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion poll about Fresno County.
Yes. How can I help you?
Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
I think I am.
Okay. And just to make sure, am I talking to Luis Dacuna?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Thank you so much. Just a second. On March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate the candidates for president, Congress, and California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I will vote.
Would you say definitely?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, would you say definitely?
Yes.
Thank you so much. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain you vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote for those offices?
I would say 50-50 on that one.
50-50 on that one, thank you. May I ask you what year were you born? Or you prefer not to
60.
Say? 60, thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descendancy?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or multiracial, or another race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Say that again?
Oh, yeah. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Going in the right direction.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Would you say it's I'm sorry?
I thought this was like a few couple questions, but now you're getting into my football game.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We have reached the 40% of the survey. We are almost in the middle, so we will finish very soon. I can read faster if you want to.
Sure.
Okay. Which of the ones I'm going to mention right now would you say is the most important for you to decide who you're voting for in the Fresno County Supervisor? Would you say water policy? Would you say inflation and cost of living? Would you say public infrastructure like roads and bridges? Would you say public safety and crime? Would you say housing affordability? Would you say parental
public
rights?
Safety and crime.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person, please let me know. I have an option for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
Would you say you feel very favorable toward him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I have no opinion about him.
In your opinion, thank you, I have that option. How do you feel towards Donald Trump?
No opinion.
No opinion, thank you. How do you feel Gary Bredefell? Have you heard about him?
Yes. Yeah, somewhat opinion. Yeah.
Well, would you say somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. How do you feel towards Joe Biden?
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. Have you heard about Steve Brando?
Who is that?
Steve Brando.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say, do you have any opinion about him?
No. No opinion about him.
Thank you. Have you heard about Paul Dictos?
What's his name?
Paul Dictos.
No, I don't know him.
Okay, never heard of him. Okay. Now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board or two of supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA, and County Assessor, Recorder, Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefell, Businessman and City Council Member, and Diane Bordeaux, for whom would you vote for? Steve Bourdieu, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor, Recorder.
I don't want to, I'm sorry, I'm not going to disclose who I will vote for.
Oh, it's okay. I have an option for that. I have another question that's similar. If you prefer not to answer, let me know, okay? I'm just going to read it. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Steve Bourdieu, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA, and County Assessor Recorder, Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefell, Businessman and City Council Member, or Diane Bordeaux? Who would you prefer to vote for?
Again, I'm not going to, yeah.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Bourdieu as County Supervisor? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's just fair.
Just fair. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefell as Fresno City Council Member? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair. Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate, okay?
Sir, this is going beyond. You didn't tell me how much time it was going to take me. I cannot go any longer. I don't want to be rude.
I understand. Is it okay if I call you back?
Yeah, you can try back later, but it's not a good time. I was not expecting to be on the phone this long. I'm sorry.
I'm going to try to call you back. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks. Okay, bye.